day with a high temperature barely up to about 71. Northwest winds at 10 to 20, making it seem a little cooler. Winds die down tonight. Clear, cold, overnight low temperature 43 by first thing tomorrow morning. Friday's high in the low 70s. Lots of sunshine. A good bit of sun on Saturday. Warmer, high 77. Slight chance of showers late Saturday night, but then periods of rain Sunday night into Monday. Cool day Sunday with a high of 69. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes. Push notifications for severe weather alerts instantly wherever you are. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Republican gubernatorial candidates, minus the sitting governor, were in the spotlight in Birmingham last night for a live debate. They covered many topics, including ethics laws, a lottery, Roy Moore, and school safety. Montgomery fire crews say they have contained a massive 3-alarm pallet fire on Furnace Street in North Montgomery. Fire officials worked for more than 6 hours to get this fire under control. Officials say one person was treated for non-life-threatening burns, and one firefighter was treated for heat-related injuries. And President Donald Trump says that although he's preparing to meet with Kim Jong-un in coming weeks, he could still pull out if he feels it's not going to be fruitful. An exact date for this meeting has not yet been announced. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/news. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/news. That's lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval, rates include 0.5% auto pay discount, available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
What do you want in a top-notch dry cleaner, Madam Fuss budget?
Well, let's see. Quality work, perfect pressing, spot removal, fresh smelling clothes, friendly, helpful employees.
You just described Worth Cleaners, who offers everything you want and, just for good measure, won the Montgomery Advertiser Best of the Best Award.
Do they offer same day and next day service plus drive up?
They do, and text message you to let you know when your order is ready, and you can keep your credit card on file for even more convenience.
So, Worth Cleaners does it all. Dry cleaning for your fine clothes, laundry for your casual wear, and wash, dry, and fold for your household items.
Really, what more could you want? The best quality cleaning, really fast service, friendly, helpful employees, and they get you in and out with lightning speed, and Worth has two locations. 125 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway, and 7825 Vaughn Road, or call 277-6431.
Looking for a fun way to bond with man's best friend? Come join us for the 13th annual Bark in the Park at Cooter's Pond in Prattville to benefit the Prattville Otoga Humane Society. Saturday, April 28th from 10 to 3. You and your furry friend can enjoy games, raffles, bake sales, and more. Don't forget to enter into the pet contest. The Prattville Otoga Humane Society's 13th annual Bark in the Park at Cooter's Pond in Prattville. Saturday, April 28th. Visit our station website for more information.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence choice and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by Proof Pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is Proof Pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature used cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature used car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature used cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Trump is golfing in Florida with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
The U.S. Air Force just announcing that the Thunderbirds are resuming practice flights over a test range in Nevada.
The defense is hoping to establish that lead accuser Andrea Constand had a plan to frame Cosby for sexual assault.
An island-wide blackout on Puerto Rico.
The city council of Los Alamitos voted to exempt the city from having to follow California's sanctuary laws.
The sponsor of a bill to ban tackle football for kids younger than age 12 in Illinois says it doesn't have the votes to move forward for now.
IRS computers are back up and running.
Pink opens up about life at home.
Bump stock maker Slidefire says it'll shut down its website after May 20th and stop taking orders for the controversial device that allows semi-automatic rifles to shoot like rapid-fire machine guns.
Oil prices haven't been this high in 3 years.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 92.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. TGIF Eve. 272-9228. First time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. But better than that, for every person that just calls in, you can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Now, you're eligible to do that every single week. You don't do it just once and goes away. Any caller that calls in can get that. That's a $60 value, by the way. And you pick out the items from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Was down there yesterday getting, we went down to get some strawberries. I did myself in and talked about it so much. They sold out of them, and now they're going to get a new shipment in on Friday. So I'm going down Friday to pick up the fresh strawberries. But what we did is we had their brand new strawberry ice cream, and it was delicious. Then on the side, I had the peach ice cream over the peach cobbler. It was delicious. So come on, see them. Picked up some fresh tomatoes while there, and there's had some new plums that had to try one of those things, and I mean, it just goofed all over the place, just dripping down my chin.
It yummy.
So good. But I'm not a tomato eater, but somebody else was, so they got a big old nice, juicy, ripe tomato. Okay, let me kind of continue with this. So you're hearing the frustration of Mark Meadows and others that are about Comey and DOJ not helping. And I think DOJ is being very intentional about this. And go ahead and grab that. Being very intentional about this. I think what's happening, you have a lot of things that are colliding at the same time. The Comey memos could be being looked at by the Inspector General as we're speaking. And so that may be one of the things that he says, you know, we believe that this was classified, that some of these were classified. And what basically Comey did is he kind of self-served his classification. He kind of did it himself to make sure that his book was checked off on by himself. He didn't really give it up to DOJ. So this is Charlie Hurt from Fox. Now, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, Charlie needs to do some thinking and talking training here, because I had to cut this, all his, and I cut a bunch of them out, but I couldn't get them all out because they would be on top of each other and such. But he's talking about the congressional letter to the Department of Justice.
Swirl of allegations. Nearly a dozen Republican lawmakers have written a letter to the Justice Department demanding a criminal investigation into Hillary Clinton, James Comey, Andrew McCabe, and more. I want to bring in Charlie Hurt, opinion editor, Washington Times, and a Fox News contributor. Charlie, good day to you. Because we believe that those in positions of high authority should be treated the same way as every other American. We want to be sure that the potential violations of law outlined below are vetted appropriately. They want Comey, McCabe, Lynch, Clinton. They want all that information. How long is this thing going to go on?
Oh, I think it's going to go on for quite a while because, I mean, the reason we're here in the first place is because DOJ and the FBI have been so diligent at sort of protecting their own tails and keeping information from winding up in Congress's hands. You know, their argument would be, well, you know, Congress leaks worse than anybody, and as soon as they reveal anything to Congress, it gets out into the public. But the problem is you're talking about very serious issues here. You're talking about accusations among several of the players here, not only about leaking and things like that, but also about pressure to end an investigation into the Clinton Foundation, for example. That's a serious, serious charge.
That is a very serious charge. And again, maybe what's happening is they're not releasing these things because of the IG report, and we're in this kind of window. And Rosenstein has basically said to Meadows and others on the Comey, on the Goodlatte request of the Comey memos, will you give us a little more time? Now, he basically talked about and read the memo number one that he did. That's confidential information with the president-elect. That is a Department of Justice FBI memo, and you can't just take your FBI memo and give it to somebody. I mean, clearly it says it even on the website. You cannot take documents and give those to someone without prior approval, and you can't approve yourself. So I think there's kind of a problem there. So that may be one of the shoes that is going to drop on Comey is the memo. And that would be a aha, because I think he thinks that he's out of the clear for this, and he may find out something a little different. Now he's going to be talking about, there's going to be Charlie Hunt, Fox News, on congressional oversight.
We want to see the information you're not allowing us. That seems to be the consistent theme. And now you've got a group of Republicans who say, give it to us or we're going to impeach Rod Rosenstein. Can they do that?
Yes,
has that ever happened?
I don't know that it's ever happened at that level, but they absolutely can. We already saw earlier, or I guess it was last week, Devin Nunes leveled a threat against Rosenstein that if he did not get to see the memo that launched the whole Russia investigation in the first place, that he would file contempt charges against him. And of course, Rosenstein responded by releasing a redacted version of the original memo that still has yet to be made public. But, you know, at this point, I would actually argue that all of this stuff ought to be made public at this point. Because
help us understand this. I just make it simple here. It seems like it's a slow walk. Certainly the president would argue that.
Yeah.
If that's the case, why?
You have a lot of officials in DOJ who are very concerned about the reputation of the FBI and the Department of Justice, and they should be, and they're afraid that this information will come out and either verify people's suspicions or reveal even worse conditions over there. But I would argue that these are all the reasons that they should be forced to release all of it. And let's not forget that these people, they are answerable to Congress. They obviously work for the
true
executive branch, yeah, but they are answerable to Congress.
They are. I mean, that's what oversight is all about. And I tell you, I wish Charlie Hurt would.
Yeah, I heard.
You would not believe how much I cut out of there. I probably cut out 15 uhs, and he would double clutch it. That was very painful to see. But all this is converging at the same time, in my personal opinion. And I think what DOJ is trying to get the IG queued up, I think the book was kind of step number one. That just came out 2 days ago. We just had that on Fox that the the Inspector General has referred the case of McCabe to prosecutors within DOJ. It has been referred to them by the IG. So that is going to, that's a major step there. And yeah, I'm suspecting either late today, but tomorrow would probably be a better, so it kind of hits that Sunday show thing and it kind of knocks Comey off the trenches. What you always do is you get, if you have a big story, and the Comey book would certainly be the story, would be one of the stories for the Sunday news shows. But if you have another story that competes with that, then you split the difference at least with that, depending on how big the IG story would be. Okay, so Comey and McCabe at odds, and the IG to testify, and mark this down on your calendars, boys and girls, May the 8th.
Andrew McCabe is going after James Comey now. I mean, this thing looks like a firing squad, all right? From his attorneys yesterday afternoon, documents that prove that Mr. McCabe advised Director Comey repeatedly that he was working with the Wall Street Journal on the stories in question prior to publication. Neither Mr. Comey nor the OIG, the Office of the Inspector General, is infallible. And in this case, neither of them has it right. Boy, these guys were leaking like a...
Yeah, it's the battle of the leakers. And I suspect that they are sort of lucky in one respect. They're lucky that all of this is so vastly complicated and there's so much going on here. Because if it was, you know, if people could really focus on any one of these things, one of these egregious things that these people were doing during the campaign, I think that people would just be outraged.
Well, we'll all have the opportunity in about 3 weeks. Yep. To our viewers at home, circle May 8th on the calendar. That's the day the Inspector General is on the schedule to appear before a House committee
high
on
noon.
The Hill. And that will, high noon, is that right? They've got a time?
No, I'm just saying it'll be like high noon.
That's roughly 12 work days that from today to that event. I, on a personal basis, feel that the Inspector General will have dropped the different units, up to four or five different pieces of this, done where you'll get piece number two will be a subject matter and talk about a situation. Piece number three, subject matter, talk about specific people. Four, subject matter, specific people, and kind of unearth all of this. Then possibly the memos and things like that could be sent over to Congress. But what they're going to be doing is they're going to be used, I think what they're trying to do is use them as the piece for this to make either counts or charges, or at least to get the information out. And the words you'll hear is, and I'm making referral to the prosecutors to look at this material. Dan Marsh Show, News Talk 93.1 FM. Get back with Justin Napolitano and others right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Spring break has sprung. Time for a new ride. Have you seen and driven the all-new JL Body 2018 Wrangler? Wow. No zips, fewer screws and bolts. Easy, one person fold down top. Gotta see it, gotta drive it. The Grand Cherokee, the Cherokee, the Ram trucks all priced right. The Challenger, the Demon, the Charger, go Dodge. Brubaker Kia, one of the larger volume stores in the Southeast. For a reason, we are priced right with a huge inventory. The all-new Stinger sedan taking this track by storm. The Sorento SUV, the best-selling Forte sedan, an always cool soul, all priced right. And Brubaker Infinity, our luxury spot. Load up the beautiful and nimble full-size QX80 SUV, a family favorite. In style. The QX60, our midsize SUV with huge discounts. And the all-new QX50 compact SUV coming this month. See all these and more at Brubaker in Prattville and Montgomery and Brubaker.com.
Life is a balancing act. But when dizziness and unsteadiness affected me to the point where I felt overwhelmed with things like doing laundry or walking outside, I'm glad I found Kindred at Home.
If you're struggling, Safe Strides from Kindred at Home may be right for you. Safe Strides brings skilled therapists into your home to help you regain your confidence and independence. Kindred at Home Safe Strides is part of your Medicare benefit and covered by many insurance providers. Call 1-866-KINDRED and ask about Safe Strides today.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But, Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining. There, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If you are in the market to refinance or purchase, look no further than Alabama Home Mortgage. We are your local lender. Can't find the time to give us a call? We understand. Apply for a mortgage on your time, whether that's while you're waiting on your kids in the carpool line or just before you go to sleep. You can apply 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Visit our website, alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. You heard me right. Click the Blink link to get started. No appointment necessary. Or give us a call today at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. My team and I are ready to assist you. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374. Equal housing lender.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See ya!
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27 2928, that's where we are.
Walk around this town with your head all up in the sky. And I do know that I want you. Let's dance, let's shout.
Let's plug into Judge Napolitano, one of my absolute favorite folks that are out there. Judge Napolitano is going to be talking about pursuing charges because of the client interference of you remember, Cohen, they're looking at the $130,000 as a potential helping with the Clinton, the Trump campaign. I think he's actually has a pretty good argument against that. But saying, well, if you're looking at that, why are you not looking at Clinton campaign and the Steele dossier, where she writes a check to a legal firm? The legal firm then takes that and goes in and buys the Steele dossier and pays for the Steele dossier versus writing a check to the law firm and then writing a check to Fusion GPS for the dossier. And basically what they did is they laundered money that was for campaign purposes that you marked as legal fees, but it actually was for research opposition. And that is something different. That when you say legal fees for doing Federal Election Commission type work, then that's what it's for. You cannot misrepresent this. Let's listen to Judge Napolitano.
They effectively disguised the fact that they were funding the dossier. That's not the way the federal election laws are supposed to work. You're supposed to disclose your expenditures. So if you're going after Cohen, why isn't anybody also looking at how the Clintons handled this?
Well, Judge Andrew Napolitano says the DOJ should be focusing on Hillary's emails.
I don't disagree with what Congressman DeSantis said, and I have a lot of respect for him. He's talking about money laundering. Instead of telling the Federal Election Commission we paid Chris Steele to write this dossier, it says we paid our law firm a few $100,000, and the doesn't say what the law firm did with it. They paid Chris Steele. He is upset, and rightly so, that the FEC doesn't know about it, and he wants it investigated. But when office holders who are politicians refer to the FBI what they say is evidence of crimes, the FBI will take it seriously, but with a little bit of skepticism, because they believe there's a political motivation behind it. I haven't seen these actual referrals, which are reduced to writing, but it's not the same as if Bob Mueller refers something to the federal prosecutors in New York. Right. It's taken a lot more seriously.
Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, how have you been, my friend?
Hey, doing great. It's the double standard is just rich, I tell you. He is hard to bring enough words to describe it. I think it's clear that what they're trying to do is provoke Trump into firing him. That's what I think they're trying to do. And into firing Mueller and Rosenstein. That's what I think, Dan. Don't you think that's kind of what they're trying to do?
When you say they, are you talking about you're talking about Congress?
Mueller and Rosenstein. No. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I think Mueller and Rosenstein are trying to provoke Trump into firing them. I think that's what this whole investigation is sort of whittled down into. So, and I'm sorry if I'm kind of off the beaten path.
No.
What you guys are talking about. So.
No. You're fine. So what you're saying is that you think that they're trying to provoke Rosenstein, Trump and firing Rosenstein, and by Rosenstein doing what?
By raiding Trump's lawyer's office with this Gestapo tactics, really putting the thumb on the scale of, justice, twisting the knife. And in the investigation, I just think that what they're trying to do is use all of these extraordinary tactics to make Trump, to provoke Trump into firing them. And they don't have anything to really charge Trump with. So they're just wanting now to make Trump take action against them. And so this is what they've got. They're just, going through all of these antics in order to make Trump try to do something. And so this is what they've come down to. They don't have anything, so they're just going to try to get him to react.
Yeah, well, I think Trump has said he's not going to fire Mueller. Matter of fact, he said in the press conference yesterday, he said everybody's talking about it. I don't see how, if they do contempt charges on Rosenstein, how they can impeach him, because I don't see how you get 66 votes in the Senate to impeach Rosenstein.
Yeah, this is probably a few days behind schedule that I'm talking about here, but when they did it, I think that's when they... I think they were hoping that Trump would react.
Oh, that he reacted, okay.
Back when they did that, okay. But I just wanted to talk about something else real quick, okay?
Sure.
There is nobody else, other than maybe Newt Gingrich, that the deep state hates more than John Bolton, okay? John Bolton has been treated with contempt by the deep state. from the day he showed up. Now, I mean, admittedly, he looks like Captain Kangaroo, okay?
A thin Captain Kangaroo.
He is Captain Kangaroo, and he looks like it. But I keep getting this visual picture of him carrying a chainsaw and wearing a hockey mask, rolling down the halls of the State Department, and the fear on the faces of these folks as they hear the chainsaw coming, you know. He's got to be having some fun as he is cutting through some of this stuff that he has taking some revenge out, okay? Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's just a little bit of fun thinking about some of the things he's been able to get some revenge on now, you know? And if Congress will go ahead and Senate go ahead and confirm Pompeo, boy, don't you know they will make a team up in the deep state, brother. I'm telling you, I think we will get some action finally.
Well, I tell you, I think what Pompeo is going to do is Pompeo is a serious player. And I think what they're going to do is they're going to start knocking down dominoes. And the biggest domino that's going to speak to a whole bunch of other people is going to be North Korea. Imagine, this actually, he could actually pull this thing off in a matter of 6 weeks. And it doesn't have to be fait accompli. All it has to do is be understood, and then they go back and have an agreement that they sign, or, you know. And this thing has all sorts of stuff. The end of the Korean War, for example. You know, it's never ended. Right. It's just an armistice. That's it. And this could be a big, big victory, and that would be domino number one. Then trade would be domino number two. Russia would be domino number three.
Dan, here's the thing, okay? There are interests in these United States that don't want that to happen because they are making money on it, okay? They make money on these conflicts. I'm convinced of it. They don't want these conflicts to end because as long as there are conflicts, there's money being changed hands, you know, in the hands being changed. I don't know how. Don't ask me how, I don't know, but I believe it. I think that as long as there's conflict, there's money rolling. And so they don't, I think that there's the ability to have that money continue to be spent is good for some people. And so the end of those conflicts represents a bad thing for some people.
No,
and that's where the resistance comes from. To installing people like Pompeo. That's what I think, okay? Maybe wrong about that, but
There's some people that like, yeah, there's some people that want the conflict. They like the chaos, Soros being one of them. You have people that love that, particularly that are in the commodity markets, because they play it on the commodity side of things. Armin Hammer was one of those guys who did that.
Wouldn't it be great if we could solve the blame North Korea war, conflict, whatever you want to call it?
It would be absolutely remarkable. And here, you know, people say, well, how are you going to make sure that you check on North Korea, that they're doing the right thing? Saying to them, look, you go 2 years and we go through inspections and everything, and then what we'll do is we will sign a peace agreement that will then have the beginning of something happening with unification of North Korea. What that looks like, I'm not sure. But the ending of that war, because you could start any moment. You could re-prosecute that war without anything from Congress because it's already there.
Right.
And so
and here's the thing. What really, shouldn't it be the business of the South Koreans and China instead of us? I mean, aren't they the relevant players? I mean, yeah, we are a Pacific interest country too, no doubt. And I don't think we should ever give that up. But, you know, they are the ones that are really right there in the thick of it. And I want to ask you one other thing.
Sure.
What if if this deal falls through, because Pompeo is not confirmed, what kind of political cost do you think the senators that stood in the way are going to pay? Are they going to pay a cost?
I think it would be an enormous cost. But Heitkamp has just said she would vote for Pompeo. It's going to be interesting if we hear from Don Lee and Claire McCaskill and people like that that are in these red states that are at jeopardy. I've seen polling data on Heitkamp, and she is in serious trouble. She'll right now lose by 15 points.
Well, I mean, I hope that Claire McCaskill gets voted out one way or t'other.
Yeah, me too.
But the idea... The idea that Rand Paul would stand in the way of this just really just, I'm sorry, Dr. Paul needs to take a powder or something.
Well, like Joey and I, Joey and I were talking off mic that what Rand Paul may do is if he sees that there's enough votes that he can get the appointment, then he would have a negative vote. I don't think he is going to be the guy that's going to crash it. I think that would be too much political baggage for him to handle if he has any type of plans in the future.
Can you imagine? I mean, here's your guy, your president. I mean, this is his nominee, and you're not going to vote for him? I can't fathom that.
Well, again, I think there's a big difference of being the vote that makes it where you don't get the nominee appointed and a vote against it, but the nominee still gets appointed. I think those are two completely different things.
Right. Well, I tell you what. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't think he's going to not vote. That would end the nomination of Pompeo.
Right. Okay. Well, also, just one other thing.
Real quick.
Roast beef sandwich that I had from Sweet Creek.
Oh, how was it?
It was great. Amazing Cajun. And it had horseradish sauce. And it was like a salad sandwich, okay? That's the way I like my sandwiches.
Mm.
It was like a salad sandwich. And it was fantastico. Had a side order, too, that I got. I didn't realize I had a side. But I got a side order, too. So really, really good. Really good.
Okay, I might have to try that. I was going to try to hit the Cajun up, but I might have to try that.
Okay.
Thanks, Papa B. Got to go to a break. George, hang on for me. Dan Morris Show will be back right after this.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So, if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Join Jones Drugs of Prattville and Jones Drugs on Fairview and Montgomery as they partner with the Prattville Police Department for the National Drug Take Back event. Come by, have a free hot dog, and bring your unwanted, unneeded, or expired prescriptions to the parking lot of Jones Drugs Saturday, April 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. No criminal charges will be filed in the 2016 death of Prince. Carver County, Minnesota attorney Mark Metz says the musician thought he was taking Vicodin, but was actually ingesting a counterfeit drug containing fentanyl. Investigators couldn't determine how he got the fake pills.
Without probable cause and no identified suspect, the Carver County Attorney's Office cannot file any criminal charges involving the death of Prince.
The 57-year-old died of an accidental overdose of fentanyl at his Paisley Park home in Minnesota. For the first time in nearly six decades, a Castro is not Cuba's president. Members of the island nation's General Assembly celebrating the elevation of Miguel Mario Diaz-Canales as the successor to Raul Castro. He has led the country since taking over from his ailing brother Fidel Castro in 2006. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Another late season chill is in progress. For tonight, the winds die down this evening, then clear, cold, overnight low temperature 43 by first thing tomorrow morning. Then a good bit of sunshine for the daytime hours tomorrow. High temperature in the lower 70s, a little bit below normal. A good bit of sunshine Saturday, warmer, high 77. There is a slight chance of showers, but not till late Saturday night, generally after midnight. Periods of rain Sunday night into Monday. Kind of a cool day Sunday with a high of 69. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, and you can take it on vacation with you because it knows where you are. It has push notifications for severe weather alert for any location, plus current conditions, radar, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, and more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
In the way she moves.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Attacks me like no other lover.
Let's go to the phones and go to George. George has been so patient with us. Hey, George, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. You know,
good afternoon.
We had talked about Russia being dangerous and North Korea and all that. And I'll tell you, maybe you can fill me in, and it may have been Clinton when we had inspectors go into Iran with their nuclear stuff. And then, you know, remember, they wouldn't let him in, and they played games with him. And was that Clinton? That's a long time ago, but I saw a bad moon rising with that.
Well, hold on. Are you saying Iran or Iraq?
Iran.
Because I don't remember Iran. I remember Iraq.
It was Iran, and they agreed to inspectors, and they played games, and that's been a long time ago. Maybe you don't remember, but I do. But the point I'm making is, I think they're probably the most dangerous of all the countries. They've got all that nuclear stuff. They hate us. They hate everybody. They want to take over the world. And, I mean, am I mistaken in that, or is that one that kind of is off the radar, but maybe should be on?
No. Which is why Trump and others think that the Iran deal was a bad deal, is that they want to annihilate Israel, and
I know.
That could be the start of World War III.
And I'll tell you, I don't think I'm mistaken on this. It was either Clinton or the beginning of Obama. We had inspectors, and they played games, and they wouldn't let us look. And I guess then the inspectors just left. And
well, it couldn't be Clinton and then Obama. It would either have to be Clinton and then Bush. I believe it was Bush.
I think it was Bush, too, because it was a long time ago. And now, of course, they've completed all that. And I just think that, you know, I'm not trying to blow a horn of negativity, but I just think that conversation doesn't come up. But I'm really more afraid of them than I am anybody.
Yeah. Well, there was a thing with Saddam Hussein, and that, which is what started the re-prosecution of Desert Storm, is that he would not let the inspectors in.
Okay, and anyway, I'll look that up, but it just now they've completed all their stuff. They're ready to roll, Iran, and you don't hear much from them, which is kind of scary.
What do you mean they've completed all their stuff?
The nuclear stuff.
No, they haven't. You know what happened is they did the Iran, they did the nuclear agreement, and they said they were not going to start basically taking uranium and purifying it enough to be in a nuclear warhead. They have missiles that can deliver, but they don't have the nuclear capabilities. But they're self-inspecting. Is that my
and
problem?
There's the supposed cap is 25% enrichment, where I think it has to be 90%. Another part of the deal is they have to send the excess or the surplus that comes out of that process to Russia, which could also be
problematic.
Put it that way. And they do self-inspect, and then you also have people from the IAEA that are
undergoing the inspection. I certainly don't trust them self-inspecting, do you?
Well, right.
No, yeah, and let me tell you something. You don't know what's going to happen in that mountain. I mean, there's supposed to be cameras in there where you're seeing everything, but, you know, they may have a secret room somewhere in there we don't know about.
Yeah. Well, listen, I enjoy your show, and if it's possible, I'd love to put my name in for the Fresh Market.
Wow, you're going to go for two?
Well, I don't know if you can or not. Is there?
Well, how long ago did you get 30, it?
The other thing?
Yeah.
The other, 31 days? No, it was about
No.
Well, so if I'm not eligible, that's fine.
Yeah, if you have to wait 30 days.
I can do that. Hey, great to talk to y'all.
Great talking to you, George.
Take care. Enjoy the national stuff that you guys do.
You got it. Thanks, George. Dick Lewis. I want to take this opportunity to remind you on something on Mr. Electric. You know, why should you upgrade your outlets? Well, outlets today are light years ahead of where they were yesterday and just a few years ago. So they have all sorts of things that are here. I did not know this until, again, I heard Dan Black talk about it. He mentioned they have things like USB outlets for your smartphone or for computer devices. So you can just have an outlet just for that. Now, that takes a wear and tear on it. I end up with one of these, you know, surge panels with three different outlets and this kind of stuff. They can do it where you can have multiple outlets and have a little docking station for your phone. So you know exactly where it is. You come in, you can plug it in, and it's done. Or how about recessed outlets? So you kind of get things out of the way. or pop-out outlets. So you're getting things done where you can put them underneath cabinets. You can hit a button and bam, that little outlet comes out, and it prevents cords from hanging in dangerous areas. They have the GFCI outlet that can update and upgrade your phone and have ground fault circuit interrupters. That makes it safety for you. Here's the one I know you'll love. That's Wi-Fi outlets that are connected to your Wi-Fi. So let's say you forget to turn the iron off. Well, you can go into your computer and turn it off over your Wi-Fi from the office or your coffee maker or anything that is there. Wi-Fi outlets, that's 2018 thinking, and you can do that at Mr. Electric. Look, call them up for a free consultation to come out and take a look at your home and give you prices on things. Right now, they have $50 off a purchase of $200 of service or more. Mr. Electric, get ready to call because if those lights go out, you need this number on your phone, 334-269-8886. Let me give it to you again, 334-269-8886. H6, we're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
You're asking me.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/news. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to LightStream.com/news. That's LightStream.com/news. LightStream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Man, we're running out of show, Joey.
I know.
Got the Meghan McCain and Comey stuff. Guess we'll save that for tomorrow. Jason Politano, he's the man of the hour right now. We have ICE and illegals and ACLU in California. What's going on there? We'll save that for tomorrow also. Jason Politano's going to be talking about why Sessions won't do anything.
Sure. So it's one thing to go after Comey and McCabe and Lynch. But then again, this attorney general still has the opportunity, if he so chose, to go after Hillary Clinton.
Yes, he does. And I wish he would for several reasons. The evidence of Mrs. Clinton's guilt of espionage, failure to safeguard state secrets. That's the 22 or 23 top secret pieces of information that were on her private server.
This is a big deal.
A failure to do that The evidence of guilt is overwhelming. The statute of limitations is 10 years. It hasn't run. The reasons she wasn't prosecuted have been shot through by Jim Comey's own words in the past 2 weeks as a political reason
rather
than a law enforcement.
Why doesn't Jeff Sessions do it?
You're asking the wrong person, because I've been asking the Attorney General to do this for months, and I wish he would. The countervailing argument is we're not a banana republic. The victor, Donald Trump, doesn't put the loser, Hillary Clinton, in jail. Flip side of that argument is there's evidence of serious felonies in her part. She shouldn't be immune from prosecution because she ran for president and lost, or because her last name is Clinton.
Agree to that. But again, patience on Jeff Sessions. I think this is all going to kind of make sense between now and May the 8th. And this could be pretty explosive. There's some real dominoes that could fall here. Let me go to Rick before we go to this last cut of Judge Napolitano. Hey, Rick, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Thank you, Dan. Quick observation.
Please.
Yeah, and I am, you know, fully behind Trump and what Trump is doing with Korea, North Korea in particular. But, you know, I think if we look at the whole picture, maybe Trump shouldn't get all the credit. Because I think who we're leaving out of this is the president of South Korea.
Yeah, no, President of South Korea is acting almost like our ambassador.
You know, what he did with the Olympics, and that's where you saw the turning point. And instead of giving that, whoever that rapper was, the Nobel Peace Prize, I think this guy is really the catalyst behind all of that.
I agree. I think it's the meeting that was there. He was the one that did the sideline nobody knew about meeting where they flew over here and briefed John Kelly and McMaster's and Pompeo and everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, that was just my 2 cents.
Appreciate it, Rick. Can we fit this last Justin Napolitano piece in?
Yes. Some fascinating scenario here, too. Not only are these people upset with James Comey and what he's saying, and Trey Gowdy calling him out by what he wrote, but you have Andy McCabe's lawyer blowing back at James Comey for accusing him or agreeing with the IG report about him lying.
2 days ago, I sat here and we were talking about whether Comey's tour would impair his effectiveness with Bob Mueller. Comey's tour is apparently impairing his effectiveness with other friends and former friends of his as well.
The tour's
only been going on for 4 days. What are they saying? They're dispatching their lawyers, like McCabe did, to challenge Comey, his former number two person and consigliere.
But he called him a liar, basically, on The View yesterday. And McCabe blew back at him.
Will this sell books? Mr. Book Salesman.
I don't know. I have no idea if it's a sell books, but it's definitely bringing a lot of scrutiny on a guy that nobody likes.
It is James Comey bus tour because he's throwing people under the bus.
Yeah,
left and right.
Prediction on Hillary.
Okay. The
Justice Department will not seek her indictment.
All right.
Contrary to all reason.
That was interesting. I'm not sure. I disagree with him on this. I think that Sessions is going to be ferreted out in a positive way of this. Couple of things here. A reminder, Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto on Madison Avenue and Bell Road. You need to go by and see them. When you go there, whether it's oil change, new tires, new brakes, motor work, whatever you do, just tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. I would appreciate it. He would appreciate it, because then he knows his money's going in the right place by being on the Dan Morris Show. And then, of course, Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars, Tip Tames, and David Ingram, two personally good friends. They're going to take very good care of you, because buying a used car can be very tricky, but not at Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars. Joey, thanks for a great show, my friend. Guys, be good, be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock for the TGIF edition of the Dan Moore Show. Greg Budell, the great, he's next. Adios.